I talked with her in Boulder, Colorado. Rangina Hamidi, an educator and activist, was the last Minister of Education of Afghanistan before the Taliban took power. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We are an independent, progressive nonprofit in our 37th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature such voices as Arundhati Roy, Noam Chomsky, and Tariq Ali. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To get copies of today's program, Rangina Hamidi on Afghanistan, Past and Present, and for Vijay Prashad's book, Washington Bullets, CIA Coups and Assassinations, just give us a call, 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or you can go online, our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program are free of charge. Just call us, 1-800-444-1977. Special thanks to Suzanne Smith and KGNU. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening. We go out with Naria Noor singing Bibi Gol Afruz, Shining Flower Lady, a traditional song from Herat, Western Afghanistan.
DJ Haim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Technoland? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
WRCT in sound from way out.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
YYME, that's me. I'm WRCT.
Why have some of you remember this song?
Take it up! Get praising! I pray!
When you do like this, you're putting the devil up under your feet. Everybody do like this, hit it.
Shabbat.
Shabbat!
Shabbat! Hallelujah! Blessed be the rock!
Shabbat!
Shabbat!
Uh-huh!
Shabbat!
Come on, look at somebody, tell them! You got a Shabbat, say it again!
Shabbat! Hallelujah! Blessed be the rock!
Say it again,
Shabbat!
Come on, come on, come on! Give them the praise tonight! Come.
Shabbat!
Hey, 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 Pittsburgh. How was your weekend? Mine was fairly well. And yesterday on the way to church, I froze. I really did. I was freezing. Now, I had a hat on, had the scarf, long trench, you know, coat with the lining in it. But I didn't have on gloves. Yeah. And I'm always the one that's saying, be prepared, huh? Well, I'm prepared today. I have the gloves, but don't need them. Anyways, you just never know because it could drop so quickly out of nowhere. So be ye ready. All right. With that said, also take with you peace of mind. Okay. And love. Upon your heart. Okay. We don't need none of that rowdy rah 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 and hatred. Okay. Let's let that go. Please. Pause. Think.
Ow! Yeah. Set me free. Both day and night. His my faith in his word helps me. No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. Know what he's done. Well, he's been mighty good to me.
Protected me from
dangers I can't see.
yeah, I know what he's done for me. How about you? All right, listen, I'm going to ask that you guys walk along, ride along, just listen along, and praise along with me as I go back into some old music, okay? You all right with that? Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. How about this one? Uh-oh. Who's that? It's the Grit, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You gotta learn. You can learn something every day.
All alone, sitting by the road. With no place to go, then I walked through a door I never saw before. I'm not the same anymore. Now there's nothing wrong with my brand new soul. After love came along, I've got joy.
Yes, that's right. You didn't give it. You can't take it away. No. All right. I have something I want to read to you guys. Yesterday in Our Daily Bread, right? There is a story. And it's titled, Small Kindnesses. It says, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That's Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Now, here's the story. Amanda works as a visiting nurse who rotates among several nursing homes, often bringing her 11-year-old daughter, Ruby, to work. For something to do, Ruby began asking the residents, if you could have any three things, what would you want? And she began recording their answers in her notebook. Surprisingly, many of their wishes were very little things. Vienna sausages, chocolate pie, cheese, avocados. So Rui set up a GoFundMe to help provide for their simple wishes. And when she delivers the goodies, she doles a hug. She gives him a hug and says, "It lifts you. It really does." When we show compassion, this is what the story says. When we show compassion and kindness like Ruby, we reflect our God, who is gracious and compassionate and rich in love. That's why the Apostle Paul urged us as God's people to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Because God has shown great compassion to us, we naturally long to share his compassion with others. And as we do so intentionally, we clothe ourselves in it. Paul goes on to say, overall, these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And he reminds us that we are to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, remembering that all good things come from God. When we're kind to others, our spirits are lifted. So you take that. That's a pause think for you right there, right? And ask God to open our eyes and our hearts. Here's some more Ophrah and Fire.
Open our eyes. open eyes. Yeah, yeah, Lord. And smile down on your helpless children. Yeah, Master. Yeah. Open eye, yeah, open eye, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I want you to smile down on your helpless children.
Oh my goodness, I love that song. It just gives me goosebumps. I'm like, I really am standing here with goosebumps, like, oh, the chills. I love those words, you know, because just like what I read earlier, that's the small acts of kindness. Even though we're calling on God to help us and see us through many things, you know, our trials, our troubles, our woes, our fears and things of that nature, but we can be there for one another in love and supplying some of those needs that other people have want for or need of. We actually have. But some people just want to hold on to it being hoarders. Cut it out. Share. All right. All right. And sharing. I have an announcement. My young friend, my new young friend, by the name of Zach Starr, that's S-T-A-R-R. And Zach, C-A-C. But he's a fabulous young tap dancer. Maybe some of you caught my show on PCTV, my television show. He's done my show, and oh my gosh. Maybe some of you even seen him in person. But if you didn't, you have your chance now. Zach will be with the Reggie Watkins Trio this Wednesday at Quantum Spirits in Carnegie. That is at 230 East Main Street in Carnegie, 15106. And the time is 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So come on out and take part in enjoying some fabulous tap dancing by Zach Starr. All right, this Wednesday, Quantum Spirits in Carnegie at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. All right? Look, I would love for us all to I want to say support, you know, because so many people say, oh, this person isn't supporting me and that one isn't, but to acknowledge gifts and talents, let me put it that way, that could be a great blessing to you and your heart. You ever notice that sometimes you have those blah moments and you're just going through life, just going through life, you know, it's just like, ooh. But then you find yourself going to take in a movie or going to check out a band, a jazz band, and check out someone, you know, singing or tap dancing as Zach does. And you're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. I never witnessed anything that, or that did my heart good. It made me feel good. I walked away good. I had a great week after that. You know, things like that. So sometimes people really don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to leave their neighborhood. They don't even want to leave the city. Never been, but will knock other people for doing it. Pause, think. All right. Okay, I'm going to let that go. You just let that marinate in your mind. It's going to be all right, okay?
About to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter into tears and pain. It's that love's in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hate's gone round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too far. Yeah. Of evil plans to make you its possession, and it will, if we let it, destroy everybody. We all must take precautionary measures if love. You pleasure, then you hear me when I say, oh, love's in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Many hearts. Stop, stop it, please, before it's gone too far. Before it's gone too far. Before it's gone too far.
Compulsive Eating Anonymous is a local and nonprofit organization that offers help year-round to anyone in our community. CEA is a free 12-step self-help group for anyone who has a problem with food, weight, eating, being too fat, or too thin, or other food-related issues. CEA has meetings throughout the Pittsburgh area, as well as phone meetings nationwide. For more information, please call 412-225-1664 or point your browser to www.ceahowpa.org. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous is simple, it's free, and it works. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 4 million Americans. CFS is real, and it can be devastating. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host an array of events and exhibitions and regular gallery hours on every Sunday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of each month from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. All right, guys, the last song you heard, Love's in Need of Love Today. I'm thinking to myself, I should have pulled Stevie Wonder's, you know, Love's in Need. But I've always loved that song, you know? Mm-hmm. And love Stevie Wonder. Would love to meet him. Really would. So I thank you all for joining me today on It's Gospel Time. I am she, the T-Y-Y-M-E. That's me. And it is 11:47. I almost said 12:47 because that's what this monitor has on. You know, the time doesn't change on that. You have to, I guess, change it. But so it's messing me up. And we are in November the 14th of 2022. Thanksgiving is upon us. Yes. Be thankful. Think about it. What you have, what you don't have, because there's something that you can be thankful for, all right? Mm-hmm. Maybe the Lord said you weren't going to walk again. Maybe you weren't going to talk again. Maybe, just maybe, you weren't going to find love again. Oh, my. But God, yay, he can do it. Just let him, all right? Why not that? Sometimes we just try to do so much for ourselves and we step in stank, you know, mess it all up. All right, guys. I want to do another announcement here. I'll see. Okay, there we go. Jessica Lee, that's my buddy, my friend. She is going to be, well, November the 20th at the Forge Urban Winery, that is in the Homestead area of Pittsburgh. And I believe it's on 7th and, I'm sorry, I have to come back on that one. But November the 20th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And she'll have a buddy of mine, the pianist, Rick Gallagher. I haven't seen him in a while. It would be great to see him. Visual artist Tara Lee Madden and Michael Fratangelo. And this is Jazz Sundays, okay? So I'm excited about this. She actually put down that there may be appearance by moi. the T-Y-Y-M-E. That would be me. And I do believe I'll be there with Smoking Word, you know, singing a little something, possibly. Who knows? So I'll come back with that, because I want to actually state the right address. Oh, there it is. It's 210 East 7th Avenue, and that's in Homestead area of Pittsburgh, 15120. Yes. So we'll announce that again later. But, and speaking of that, there's another friend of mine, my bro, Hugo Cruz. And there's a music from off of his CD, this a song called Afrofusion. And I've done a poetic piece in that. And so, if you'd allow, I'll play a little of that right now, okay? From Hugo Cruz and me putting in my little my little piece. All right. Afrofusion. Just a moment. I hit the wrong button. Sometimes, see, we must admit when we have an oopsie and it's our fault. I talk about that sometimes. You know, there are technical difficulties, but then sometimes it can be us. Just admit it. Oh, my goodness. Why do you have to be so difficult? Admit when you've done it. It was your fingers. And so I do. I do that. That was me. All right, here we go. Walk love. I live love. This is what I want you to see. Love sprang up off of me, bringing forth a new style where others will want to dress like me. Bathe in love, smelling like love. Uh-huh, you see? No stanky evil upon my body. Cause I am love and I am somebody. Walk love, I live love, uh-huh. I put on the dressings of love, and I wear it day and night. There's no better style of clothing, believe you me. And no amount of money can buy this, you see. For love is priceless, love is pure. Love should be everything that we endure. This is my wear, this is my.
Wolin,
That was Hugo Cruz with Afrofusion featuring me doing a little piece in there. All right, guys, it is upon that hour, well, it's 12, and you know what happens at this time? I have to share at least three samples of music that you can catch right here at WRCT through one of the other DJs. I am just going to play the samples, okay? Just sampling. So hang in there with me as I start out with one CD by Michael. Let's not mess this name up. Varvaraskas. Yes. There we go. And the CD title is Wonderland. And I am going to play a tune entitled the same, Wonderland. As soon as it loads up. All right, are we ready? Here we go. Okay, that is Wonderland by Michael Varvaraskas, and we're going to move on to the next CD by Walgren, and the CD title is Yet Again the Wheel Turns. Yet Again the Wheel Turns, and we'll listen to a little sample track titled Yoke.
I'm a wheel you're turning till the edge appears. I'm a wheel you're turning till the edge. I'm a fire you're making. We'll be celebrating when the axle summons the spoke. I'm a dream recurring, I'm a card that's churning at the thought of saying the oak. I'm a wheel.
Ah, I like her voice. Okay, that was I lost the CD. Walgren. And we listened to a little of Yoke. And the CD title is Yet Again, The Wheel Turns. Lastly, I have Ruffians 2. We're going to listen to a track titled Hype in My Head. Hype in My Head. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Can't wait to open up your sweet surprise. Come on now, come on now.
Okay, that was Hype in My Head by Ruffians 2. And there you have it. Three different genres of music that you can catch in its entirety by first off listening to WRCT 88.3 FM and one of the other DJs. We have several here. I will let you know about some of them in a little while. But I thank you once again for tuning in with me and going through the samples of music that I just played. At this moment, I don't even know what I have in. Oh,
hold on.
Okay. There are some things I put into the players that I don't even know what I put in there. It's like, okay, much going on around me, you know? But it's okay. It's okay, time. It's okay. I'm not ready for the snow. I mean, you know, not like clothing-wise. Well, I guess I'm not really ready clothing wise either, but mentally I'm trying. Yeah, I can't believe that next month it's Christmas. Wow. And then 2023. There's probably many of you out there that are not even planning anything or what you're going to do, like going into 2023, because of 3 years of the thing. That's what I call the COVID pandemic. Yeah. So it's like, why plan? Why figure out anything? Because we're just going to be going through some crazy stuff again anyway. But you know what? We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. We have to, as best we can, remain positive and believe it's going to turn around. It's going to be better. It's going to change for the better. Believe. Yes. I know it's difficult, but with God, all things are possible, okay? Just got to remember that. Oh. I'm sorry, guys. I had a moment. I did. Oh, gosh. I had a moment. But no, sometimes you have to take that pause. Pause. Think. Before inserting shoe with stank on it. Yeah. Oh, let me share this. This just popped into my head. Do you know, this year, I saw so many of the strangest animals. I mean, insects. And, yeah, some of them, you would think that they were animals. They look like it. They were big enough to be. But I don't get it. I think some of them have, you know, made it with other, and then all of a sudden you get these new, yeah. What is going on? Yeah, it's a bit scary. It is. I took pictures of some of them. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that? And I couldn't believe that I did it because I don't do bugs. And so like getting that close, it was like, hurry up, take the picture and run. And yeah. And then try to figure out later on, What was that? I don't know, but sometimes you shouldn't do those things. You should just, you know, once you see it, like, oh my gosh, what is that? And then just take off and go. Because you don't know what it's going to do to you. For real.